If they say something, it'll hurt their husband. But what I feel is if we can't have openness here, when we get out in the congregation, we're isolated. And we should be able to be free enough to discuss our problems with fellow wives and also spouses.
You see, I think it's this way with students. In a church, when a person, say Bonnie, would come to me and be counseled in all kinds of difficulties, but not major, but just a lot of things. I don't tell them, Mary. I don't tell the elders. I don't tell my wife. Just leave it be. You're going to be put up for a ladies' aid president. I know these things, but I say, well, okay. The same thing. So that's what I'm saying. My relationship so far with these students is, well, yeah, I know this. We're going to say stigma for your benefit. Yeah, I know that. I know the problems. I know these things. But no, I'm not going to say anything in placement because they're not that big. They're there. Sure, his wife was upset. Sure, he wasn't giving her any kind of attention, but we counseled him. And so I don't tell anybody that. The only time we share things, when they really are big. When they really are big, I don't ever share it. Basically. You're put up for ladies, you don't say nothing. This man's put up for placing, I've been counseling him for 2 years. No, I'm just going to open up a can of worms, but I don't think they're that big of worms. And you're talking about worms. So, see? But now and then I've known something that was bigger than a worm, and that slipped through. But then we're not perfect, are we, any of us? Ladies, anything else?
Okay. If ever a child or husband should confide in his wife as to what someone has told him in the congregation, and to get her insight on something that he might not understand, as a woman's child.
Okay, I have to say what I did. And I did things on the basis of common sense and wisdom and experience, and it worked for me. Someone says, I don't do it that way. Okay, don't. But this is what worked for me. I only told my wife the things that I felt were necessary to cover me. Now, what do I mean, to cover me? Only things that were so important that if they did become public knowledge in the church, I wanted my wife to know and to understand and to be the first one to know what it really was, so she could put down any slander or any gossip about someone in the church or me. I warn the men about adultery. That's a big thing nowadays. Situation ethics. 3 times I was asked very bluntly, would you come to my bedroom? That's the first thing I did when I left that house, was tell Chris. I wanted her to know that I was invited into that bedroom. I wanted her to know, in case that woman would say anything, that her husband got up and offered a prayer and walked out. She did not dislike that lady. She did not hate that lady. But she knew. I did not tell the elders because I didn't want one of them to go around saying it or tell their wife, and one of them might accidentally blab it. But I told Chris. But I told her big things that she knew I was working with, where someone might say something against the minister where she would not reveal that she knew, but she could come back and say, look, I don't know of this, but I do know this about my husband, and I do know that. Only things that were vital. But there are a lot of things in the parish that are vital, and I told her. And I told her fast. And sometimes I told her because I wanted to know what she would have to say. Because in my general logical male thinking, I needed an intuitive flash. And I got it. And again, it worked for me for almost 25 years. If I would have had the kind of a wife, and I'm not flattering anybody, but I doubt if you are that way when you leave here after a couple of years of Luther, if I thought you wouldn't have a zipper on your mouth, and I wouldn't have told her anything. Oh, I told her a lot. And then she knew what I worked with. She knew the burdens. But I suppose my trouble wasn't the first part of my ministry that I told her a lot of little non-essential things. And then I realized that's not important. To burden her with the 3-hour argument in the voters' meeting over red rugs or green rugs. And it isn't the big things in the ministry. It's not the elephants that I'm going to run into going home. It's the orange light I try to go through. It's not the elephant you stumble on, it's the marbles. And in your parish, too. It's not the big, terrible crisis in theology. That's the big elephant now, but usually it's not. It's the elder who says, I'll buy the rugs for the church, but they've got to be red. And he's got $1,000. That happened. Well, I thought that's not so bad. But the trustee said, I'll put the rugs in. And he took the $1,000, and the next day the rugs were green. That was a terrible crisis in my ministry. Oh, was it? Because this side, they choose up sides. They really choose up sides. And not over red and green rugs either. I like that guy. I like that guy. And when they all choose up sides, then this side says, okay, now we're ready. And the minister will be on our side. And this side said, we've got it licked because the minister is on our side. So he'd say, Chris, you know where I'm going to go tonight? You know what I have to do? And she'd say, yeah. It's a good thing you don't go alone. You go with God. So I'll say, I'll spare you all the details of the rugs. But when I come home, I won't be in a very good mood. So don't ask me too many questions. And she wouldn't. But when she did say something, I knew what she was going to say. She'd say, what color? Ladies, it's been very nice to talk to you. In a very, very few years, for the majority of you here, for the very, very few years, everything, or basically what I've said, your husband and you will be doing. And God will bless you. He really will bless you. Could I pray before we go home? And to the Father, the creator of life, and to Christ, the giver of salvation, eternity, and to the Holy Spirit, our comforter, I thank you for the years I spent and perhaps the years I yet will spend in the parish. And I thank you for the challenge now with these men to be pastors. I pray for their wives. Give them the gifts of the Holy Spirit, love and patience and long-suffering in the trials. But above all, I know they will experience the glory that very few women experience, that of being a minister's wife.